It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
The Word of God is able to create every God-ordained outcome as found in Scripture. God's Word is its creative element. The world has understood the power of confessions, particularly negative or positive confessions. If the words of men can create, how much more words inspired and infused with the wisdom of God? I'm going to lead you in confessions as it pertains to your wealth. Note here, these confessions, I'll put them on the screen. I'll lead you in them. I'm deliberately putting these things so that you can save them. And when necessary, you can come back to them. It is necessary to have wealth confessions because there are days where sometimes the money begins to act funny. With these confessions, you can recreate your experiences. I've said this to so many people, I'll say it to you as well. If you will take these confessions, and every day, depending on the severity of your circumstance, every day, you make these confessions, maybe even preferably twice a day. I'm not even talking about prayer, even though confession is a form of prayer. I'm just talking about declaration. If you will make these declarations every day, maybe even twice a day, you will turn your finances around. Particularly if you combine this with speaking in tongues, you will turn your finances around. I'm not hoping, I'm not guessing, I'm not suggesting you will turn your finances around. You take this word, and every day you speak. Of course, just do as I'm saying. I hope you're ready. I want you to start by thanking God for the power to get wealth. You are His child. He has given us the power to get wealth. You know, some people have said that the gospel is not a prosperity gospel. It's the truth. It's not a prosperity gospel, but it can make you prosperous. Someone say, I'm just saying the same thing in semantics. It's not the same thing. Jesus did not die to make you prosperous. He died that your sins will be forgiven. But we have seen that it was as a result of man's sinful nature, and then the sins that proceeded from that sinful nature, that he lost his health, he lost his wealth, he lost his relationship even with God. If the coming of Jesus has dealt with the sin issue, which came from Adam, if the coming of Jesus has addressed that, then everything that the sin issue produced, now that it is addressed, it must be reversed. It's common sense. It's Bible sense. I will put it on the screen. We will say it twice. Then I will move on to the next one. But let's start with thanking God for giving us the power to get wealth. God wants you prosperous. Doesn't want you struggling. It gives Him no joy that you are struggling. God gets no benefit from the fact that things are hard for you. There is no holiness because you are poor. There is no such thing. There is no holiness because you are rich either. Those things, your finances are not attached to whether you have or you don't have. But God wants you prosperous. The Bible says He delights in the prosperity of His saints. You are His saint. Let's thank Him. Everlasting Father, we thank You. We give You praise this morning, for we know that You desire for us to prosper and You delight in our prosperity. Thank You. I am eternally grateful that You have made provision for us to prosper. Your word says that You have supplied all our needs according to Your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank You. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly and above all I could ever ask, think, or imagine, I am grateful. I thank you, O God, because your children that are struggling, today they encounter your word and the circumstances change in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the seed of your word that is able to bring forth to us a harvest of fruit in every area, even in our finances. I am grateful, O God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now you will repeat after me, okay? I'll put it on screen. And then you will repeat after me. Let me see if this is the best way to do this, or maybe this will work better. Okay. Let me know if you can see this. Is this clear enough? Somebody let me know. Doing it like this, is this clear enough? You are only reading the letters in bold. The others are just the scriptures that those confessions were coined from. So someone let me know, is that clear enough on your devices, whether it's your television? Okay, it's clear enough. All right. So let's start. We'll say each one. I was thinking twice, but I don't think we have the time because there are quite a bit. So we'll say each one once and then we'll move to the other one. 1, 2, 3, go. The Lord my God is with me and he has blessed me abundantly in all the works of my hand, and all that I do prospers greatly. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He loves me, blesses me, and multiplies me. He keeps his covenant and mercy to me because I love him. God has brought me into a good, abundant land. I eat without scarceness and do not lack any good thing. God has blessed me as he promised, and I will lend to many and not borrow. Hallelujah. All the blessings of Abraham have come on me in abundance and overtaken me. The Lord has commanded the blessing on me and my storehouse and all that I set my hands to do. He has blessed me abundantly in this land. God has opened unto me his good treasure to give rain to my land and bless all the work of my hand. I will lend and not borrow. I keep the words of God's covenant and I do them. I prosper in all that I do. God has set this day before me and I choose life and abundance. I prosper and excel exceedingly in this land of South Africa. Whatever land you are in, just put it in there. Hallelujah. The word makes my way prosperous and makes me abundantly successful. I keep the word and I prosper in all I do. I believe God's prophet and I prosper. I receive the word of God with abundance of faith in my heart. I lay up gold as dust and have plenty of silver, because I have delighted in the Almighty. I am blessed because I walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, but I delight in the law of the Lord. The Lord blesses me and his favor is around me like a shield. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. I am abundantly blessed because I trust in the Lord. Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in my abundant prosperity. I am blessed because I dwell in the house of the Lord and he daily loads me with his abundant benefits. God has increased me mightily and made me stronger than my enemies. Let's say this again. God has increased me mightily and made me stronger than my enemies. I am blessed because I fear the Lord and delight greatly in his commandments. Hallelujah. The Lord has dealt bountifully with me. Therefore, I live in and operate from the place of rest at all times. Let's say this again. The Lord has dealt bountifully with me. Therefore, I live in and operate from the place of rest at all times. I am blessed because I fear the Lord. I walk in his ways. I keep his testimonies and seek him with my whole heart. I am blessed because I fear the Lord. I walk in his ways. I keep his testimonies and seek him with my whole heart. I honor the Lord with my substance and first fruits of my increase. My barns are filled with plenty, and my vats are bursting forth with new wine. Hallelujah. God causes me to inherit substance and riches. He fills my treasury with good and desirable things. Let's say it again. God causes me to inherit substance and riches. He fills my treasury with good and desirable things. I am a hard worker, therefore I am rich. I work smartly at all times. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In my house is much treasure because I am in right standing with God. I gather by labor, therefore I shall increase. Let's go again, because there is no prosperity without hard work. In my house is much treasure because I am in right standing with God. I gather by labor, therefore I shall increase. I owe no man nothing but to love them. Every debt in my life is removed in Jesus' name. Let's say it again. I owe no man nothing but to love them. Every debt in my life is removed in Jesus' name. I have wisdom to build my house, understanding to establish it, and knowledge to fill the chambers with all good and pleasant riches. There is wisdom in this one. Let's say it again. I have wisdom to build my house, understanding to establish it, and knowledge to fill the chambers with all good and pleasant riches. I put my trust in the Lord, and I am blessed and enriched. Again, I put my trust in the Lord, and I am blessed and enriched. God goes before me and gives me the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches in secret places. I now take possession of all of them in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. I eat the wealth of the nations, and the glory of the nations is now mine. One more time. I eat the wealth of the nations, and the glory of the nations is now mine. God has prospered me and given me a hope and a future. One more time. God has prospered me and given me a hope and a future. Hallelujah. My seed is prosperous, and my vine gives her fruit, my ground her increase, the heaven her dew, and God causes me to possess all these things in the name of Jesus. God has opened the windows of heaven above me and is pouring out a continuous blessing upon me. I am therefore overflowing in abundance now. God has given me this day my daily bread. He leads me beside still waters. He has restored my soul. I have given, and it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, do men give into my bosom. For with the same measure I give, it is given back to me in overflowing abundance. I hope you tithe and you give. There are none around me that lack any good thing. Let's say it again. There are none around me that lack any good thing. I sow bountifully, and I reap bountifully. I sow bountifully, and I reap bountifully. I see the prayer request and I will come to that. I have been made rich in every way so that I can be generous on every occasion. And through this, God gets the glory. Hallelujah. I will not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever I sow, I also reap. For in due season, I reap and I faint not. Hallelujah. My God supplies all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am rich in good works, ready to distribute and willing to share. Let's say it again. I am rich in good works, ready to distribute and willing to share. My soul prospers, thus I prosper and I am in good health. Let's say it again. My soul prospers, thus I prosper and I am in good health. I declare that I am crowned with supernatural wealth because Christ is my wisdom. One more time. I declare that I am crowned with supernatural wealth because Christ is my wisdom. I have received power to create wealth. Therefore, I boldly say that I know what to do, where to invest, and supernatural doors of profit open unto me of their own accord in Jesus' name. Hope you see the power of this. Let's say it again. I have received power to create wealth. Therefore, I boldly say that I know what to do, where to invest, and supernatural doors of profit open unto me of their own accord in Jesus' name. I am creative in my thinking, and my thoughts tend to plenteousness because I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Supernatural ideas for wealth creation and increase flood my mind daily. Supernatural ideas for wealth creation and increase flood my mind daily. I am filled with knowledge, with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I renounce confusion in any form because the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I rejoice because I receive a manifestation of my faith in Jesus' name. My faith produces results for me always. Father, I magnify your name because it pleases you to make me prosper. You are delighted when I advance. My progress delights your heart always. Thank you, Father, because you daily load me with benefits and you have prepared a bountiful portion of divine provision for me today and always. I declare that at the end of every day, I will have multiple reasons to praise and magnify you because it pleases you when I prosper. Thank you, Father, because I see you exceed my expectations as you bring me into a supernatural overflow. Praise God. I rejoice and I am glad because right now you are doing exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think, according to the power that is at work in me. Thank you for always causing me to triumph in every place and for beautifying my life with your own glory in Jesus' name. I declare that I am prospering in every way right now because I am clothed with the blessing of Abraham. My body keeps well, even as my soul keeps well and prospers in the name of Jesus. Let's say that one again. I declare that I am prospering in every way right now because I am clothed with the blessing of Abraham. My body keeps well, even as my soul keeps well and prospers in the name of Jesus. I receive wealth from the Lord and good health to enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's do it again. I receive wealth from the Lord and good health to enjoy it in the name of Jesus. I deny the right of sickness to live any longer in this body, because by his stripes I am healed, and every organ in my body functions in the perfection in which God created it to function. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about health, because believe me, health is wealth. My mind is whole and sound. I think good and right thoughts. My soul is like a well-watered garden, and I am growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will not suffer shame or loss in any dimension, because the Lord is my defense and keeper. Him alone is my shield and buckler. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. And finally, the blessing of the Lord upon my life makes me rich and adds no sorrow with it. Thank you, Father, because this is the truth that governs my whole life, and I receive a manifestation of my faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. As you have declared, so it is, in Jesus' name.